Listen up. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com. Get your knife free. Just pay shipping and handling. It's a $29.95 value. FreeCovertKnife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We had a caller from Macedonia that had some really interesting points to make about radical Islamists being brought into all those countries and protected by the West, but he hung up. We're finishing up with Steve. Charles de Gaulle, after World War II, basically they started setting up the Bilderberg Group and other organizations. You can say what you want about him, but he was for sovereignty in the French people. And he called all the major French leaders in a famous speech and said, when he was elected president, we're not going to tolerate any of you being sold out to foreigners. We're going to have national sovereignty. And I'm basically going to come after you if you engage in treason. You can differ with what the government's saying. You're not going to work with foreign outsiders. The French basically ended up grabbing their nuclear weapons away from NATO at an airport. There was a big standoff. That stuff's in the history books, but most people don't know about it. And then the West, through British intelligence and the Jackal, tried to actually kill de Gaulle. You won't see that in the history books, but that's in some of the deeper documents. What you have is a bunch of financial interests, and the French president is a puppet, totally trying to indebt them, get them into a socialist system. You can make fun of France being so socialist, folks. We're only a few years away from that. Obama just came out and announced free community college, as if it'll be free. It'll be indoctrination. It'll fully federalize community college. So we look at France and where they've gone, that's where we're going. And just as they use 9/11 to take our freedoms, they're going to use this now to take French freedoms. And France has been deeply involved, the French government, in funding these very jihadis. Other points you'd like to make as someone in France, as you said, dreading the militarization of police that will obviously be used on you. Anything else, Steve?
You know, I think we have no choice in France to go to militarized police. Nobody has guns. Nobody has arms. We cannot defend ourselves against standoff like this. And it's never going to happen. It's not in the mentality of French people to have weapons at home. So it's never going to be happening. So they have to come up to this solution of more police. And I think we are going to be the one following America with a stronger police. Now, America may follow in regard to socialism down there, down the road, but we are the ones following America, and apparently the U.S. government has already proposed to help France to set up anti-terrorism action in France, etc.
Isn't that just perfect? The West creates a new giant Al-Qaeda ocean, breaks the dam, pours them into our countries, and now they're going to take our freedoms and put us in a prison collectively, a giant gulag, a giant ghetto, to protect us. Isn't that just sweet? And think about it. This didn't stop the French having their guns taken the last 30 years. Didn't stop the jihadis from getting RPGs. You can't buy those anywhere. Any other comments?
No, I don't know how French people would get those kind of weapons. It's impossible.
Well, I think they had help, clearly, and I think we're going to find out that the French government knew and, bare minimum, quote, dropped the ball and let this happen. What do you think?
Could be. I don't know. It's like they have to have a rat in the deal because they knew exactly. It was known that they were meeting every Wednesday, but they had to know more detail. I don't know. It's just shocking for everybody, and I think because of this action, we're going to come up to the same militarized as America.
I hear you. I appreciate your call. And, of course, the final point in all of this, we'll come back and take more calls and cover news. The French have a system just as sophisticated as the NSA, spying on stuff. It's come out in the news thousands of times. Didn't stop the attack. These guys had Facebook accounts that I would have investigated. But these things are everywhere. Jihadis bragging, always with their rap music for some reason. It always goes together like a horse and carriage. about what major OGs they are and about the jihad they're about to pull are just all over Facebook and Twitter. And they're allowed to operate.
Yeah.
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, counting the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nathan Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nathan Iodine, or DNA Force, Supermeal Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Alexander in Macedonia. We're going to him in one moment. We've got Kevin in Nova Scotia, Canada. Betsy in Montana. Jim in Oklahoma. Tex in Michigan. Adam in Oregon. John in California. John in Texas. Matt in New York. We're going to all of you. Wide open phones on this Friday. We're now well into the second hour here. I'm Alex Jones, your host. InfoWars.com is the main news site. Exclusive to InfoWars, terrorist-fired RPG inside Charlie Hebdo office. High-level military source confirms use of RPG in attack, which killed 12. Well, it killed 10 inside, two police officers outside. It had been reported on the RPGs being seen but not used, with the Daily Mail mentioning that some had said an RPG was used. Well, we've confirmed it, InfoWars.com. We've also got high-level sources, two different ones, on Rick Perry and there being a hit out on Rick Perry by the Mexican drug cartel. That's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's all coming up with a bunch of economic news, global warming weather news, and what's happening with the oil economy. It's all coming up after I go through all the callers that are currently holding. We just took a call from France saying they fear a police state. They're not allowed to be armed. Judge Napolitano rightfully said on Fox News, it's like shooting fish in a barrel because no one is allowed to be armed. what cowards to go around and shoot a bunch of unarmed people. I will say this before I go to your calls. No one I know is buying this. Almost none of our listeners are buying it. And quite frankly, they're a little ticked with me that I'm not saying out of hand it's a false flag. It is a false flag. The media has promoted, I'm going to explain it, not a false flag that these aren't real terrorists. They're synthetic. The culture's promoted it. They've been protected. He was in prison. He was trained under a jihadi. They were allowed to go to Yemen. They had all these weapons. They had Facebook clearly planning this. They were protected. So it is a false flag in that respect. Just like they created the new Al-Qaeda forces and gave them money in Syria. That's the whole point of this. Then when they attack us, the government has an excuse for an authoritarian takeover. But I don't think it's a fake shooting. I don't think it's a blue screen. I don't think that, looking at it right now, I may be wrong. The West is funding radical jihad all over Europe. They're trying to overthrow Russia with it. Putin's called us out on it. Do you understand the CIA funded the Tsarnaev brothers to go to Chechnya on record? That was in mainstream news. I don't know what happened with the Boston bombing. I just know that should be looked into. Every time these people have Western intelligence sock puppeting them. They're always narcissistic people that want to be movie stars, who then get set up, think they're agents, double agents, and get set up in drills. I don't know. I just know past cases, MI6 was behind the 7/7 bombings. That came out. Let's go to Alexander in Macedonia. That's where the real Alexander the Great came from, Macedonian world conqueror. Who knows, Alexander might be related to him. Alexander, what is your take there in the former Greek province, I guess now a UN zone, UN-occupied zone? What is your view from Macedonia on what's happening?
100%. I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to your show for many years. And what's my take? I just want to tell you a few facts about the jihadist terror we're living under. Maybe we have this giant statue of King Alexander on the main square in Skopje, but in fact we are under jihadist slavery. We're slaves. We are paying limited to them in forms of we're paying taxes, utilities, and everything. Our business are financially broke. The jihadis are not paying anything, and just multiplying each year.
Now let's explain the socialist plan. Explain to people Macedonia, formerly part of Greece, what the UN did, how they brought it down, how they brought in all the foreigners. They give them everything free, and then they act as the group to blow stuff up if you get out of line, and then the police, because I mean, I'm familiar with the situation Macedonia is under. Explain to people the model they'll use in London and Paris and in New York.
Yeah, that's Macedonia nowadays is like Kosovo 20 years ago or Lebanon 30 years ago. So the same situation, it's like copy-paste, agenda in the whole of Near East, Middle East, and the Balkan countries. But I want to be effective. I don't want to waste your time. I just want to tell you about this the Easter massacre, which happened in Macedonia when the jihadis killed 5 of our kids, 20 to 21 years old. They were just fishing on the reservoir, and none of this mainstream media has told a thing about this massacre. You know, in a country of less than 2 million, we're 2 million according to census, but about 500,000 of the people fled, you know, because of the, economic downturn, to kill 5 kids, that's like that. Killing 750 kids in the States. So nobody mentioned about it. So I you have a lot of admirers and listeners here in the Balkans, in Macedonia, all over the place. So I would like to, as you know, friend Paul got this call to come to Macedonia, to Philippi, Thessaloniki, Berea. I want to invite you to, on 2015, this spring or summer, to come down here and see what the situation is. We are living in a servitude. We are confined to our homes. We cannot let our kids go out on the street. These jihadist gangs are roaming the streets, you know, stabbing, mugging, and we have this acoustic jihad 5 times a day, and you know the muezzin is not you know, shouting. It's recorded on a tape, and then they have these giant loud speakers, and they are starting in 5:30 in the morning. So when every decent human being is sleeping and preparing for the day, so it is a living hell living here, and with all this unemployment rate of 30%, we are a basket case, a failed country.
Oh my God!
Like Bulgaria, Greece, Serbia, Bosnia, all these countries are.
Well, God bless you, brother. Powerful information. And again, folks, there's a lot of non-radical Muslim countries that just want freedom and good future for their kids. The problem is, just as the Colonel Salem said yesterday, the problem is the West and the UN are funding this sickening fusion of socialist UN commie, gangbang, Mac Daddy, gangster rap, Arab jihadi. And I don't care if they're Chechen jihadis, or they're Macedonian jihadis, or they're Kosovo jihadis, or they're New York jihadis, or London jihadis, or Syrian jihadis, or Iranian jihadis. They're all funded by Saudi Arabia and protected. And the welfare system of the world's been told, you green light, and these people go to the head of the line. They don't get searched at the airport. That's come out in the news. Nothing. They are God, because they're the detonator to bring in the police state. And they just Europe is being turned over. And then they come and bully on the streets of New York, London, you name it, the other Muslims, into doing what they're told. It's basically mafia. Humans organize themselves into mafia. Whenever folks say, you know, it's the Catholic Church, or it's the Jews, or it's the Masons that run everything, you know what it is? It's criminal gangs that take over Jewish organizations. It's gangs that take over the Islamic organizations. It's gangs that take over the Catholic organizations. You'll find it's gangs that use gang psychology. Russia's basically run by former KGB that set up a gang and made themselves oligarchs. I don't want government by gang. I want government by the republic, by freedom, by due process, where the people are organized to defend basic freedoms so that no gang can get together and overthrow that. That creates prosperity. But, yeah, there's a worldwide Jewish mafia involved in derivatives and all sorts of scams. Very powerful. Trying to erode free speech here in the United States and Europe so that nobody can criticize what they're doing. But the average Jew doesn't even understand that or know that. There is a Catholic, several Catholic mafias, actually several Jewish mafias. They kill each other constantly. So that's another reason about just bashing Israel mindlessly. There's like 5 different groups, 2 major power groups, killing each other constantly, indicting each other. It's just, the Catholic Church is probably 7 or 8 different groups. The CIA is 7 or 8 different groups. The NSA is 3 different groups. It just doesn't work like that. The FBI is at least 3 different groups. And then now you got to add gay groups to it, because gay groups seem to organize into gangs with their own neighborhoods and their own whatever. I'm not against gay people, but I'm not in your gang. And if I was gay, I shouldn't be forced into your gang. You know, that's another thing. Well, I shouldn't be forced into your Protestant gang that I've got to bash Catholics all day or I'm going to hell. I just don't want to be in your clubs. I don't want to be in your gangs. I want to promote freedom, private property. I can be religious or not be religious. I get to raise my kids as I see fit. I can do whatever I want as long as I don't get in your business. You understand that? The police tend to turn into gangs. And when a police department acts like a gang, you got a problem. When they don't, you got a good police department. Gangs are our problem. And you look at these jihadis worldwide, they'll have their drawers hanging down over their butts. They'll be, you know, doing the OG walk. I mean, it's just sick. I'm sick of it. The whole gangster rap culture was created by the globalist on record to totally screw up communities and to spread like a disease. It is a disease. It's a gang culture brewed in prison mixed with rap to make kids think it's cool. It's prison music to get your kids ready to be inducted into prison. Just like these jihadis are all out of prison. And then they want to be somebody, so they go out and kill some people at a newspaper to show how big they are because they're so miserable. We'll be back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored it. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Not satire. Breyer, Fox News called for, quote, over-militarization of police, an extremely powerful report from InfoWars Nightly News last night. We're going to air coming up in the next segment. Right now, we need to race through your phone calls here. Manuel is in Queens, New York. He's watching a live Spanish news site. We're pulling it up right now. He says it's reporting the brothers are not dead. Yeah, 2 hours ago they were reporting the brothers were dead, no hostages killed. Then an hour ago they reported that that one of the gunmen was dead, the other one wasn't, and four hostages were dead. It just goes on and on. So they're changing the story constantly. Manuel, your point on that.
Yeah, how you doing? Well, basically I'm watching it right now, and they're saying that Olan he has a team in the ministry, and they're talking about negotiations with the terrorists. I'm watching live footage from the north of France, and they have a whole bunch of police response team units there, surrounded the whole entire town. The mayor has the town on lockdown. Nobody could come out. They're all locked in their houses. Everything is locked down in the town.
Man, I'm not bragging, but if there were terrorists across the street, I'd grab my M4, grab the guys, and go over and attack them. I mean, how many thousands of police and military does it take to kill two scumbags? I mean, back at UT when the shooter started attacking, citizens pulled their guns out, started shooting, and it was a citizen that climbed up with a local cop and took him out. It was a citizen who pulled the trigger and shot him first with a shotgun. I mean, that's a fact. I'm not here shooting my mouth off. I mean, I just cannot believe all this groveling, like shutting Boston down for one teenager. Remember that? I think it's so they can cover up what's really going on. What do you think?
I'm pretty sure that there's something different going on than what they're reporting to us and telling us. You know, I'm a first-time caller, by the way. I listen to your show every single day. You're 100% accurate. But, yeah, in this situation right here, definitely people should, you know, there's got to be guns. Yeah, they don't have weapons with them. But, yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure that I don't know what, how accurate their reporting is, but like I said, it's live. It's live footage. They have the police there surrounding the town.
Buckley, my cousin, speaks fluent Spanish, so he's on it in there watching the feed right now. We'll confirm your report. I believe it, but we're going to check into it, and we'll get some clips from that if we can. Thank you so much for the call, Manuel. Let's go to Tex in Michigan. Tex in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
I know you got a lot of time, so I'm not going to waste it. I'm 23 years old from Michigan. I live in Southeast Michigan, Metro Detroit area. I worked at the Ford Mustang plant for the Ford. Obama
awesome.
Was actually at the Wayne. Yeah, he was at the Wayne. At the Wayne assembly plant actually on Wednesday, but I'm sure he wasn't there to talk about, you know, putting boxes in our cars or shutting down our power plants.
No.
What I was going to say is. With this terrorist situation, I'm not really like a Wayne Madsen or a Steve Pachenik, but what I think about is that if we already have a huge Arabic population here in the Metro Detroit, it's a city called Dearborn, and a lot of them are refugees from Iraq and Afghanistan and stuff like that, and I think that this terrorist attack was basically a message from the elitists, a reminder, if you will, like, hey, you know, ISIS is still here. We're still here. Still be afraid. You know, don't forget about ISIS. You guys got all caught up in the election, but don't forget ISIS is still here to come into your house and kill you. So what I also think about that is it also sends an inspiration, if you will, like a message to people of Islam, you know, the younger generation. I'm 23 years old. I mean, I also listen to gangster rap, and I know that that's it's true. I actually make hip-hop music about waking up, about, you know.
Well, I'm not saying hip-hop or rap itself is bad. I'm saying the gangster type is being pushed by the system and tends to then meld with this certain criminal type. It's like saying most mass shooters are shoot 'em up video game heads. It's not saying mass shooting games themselves make you a killer. It's that they help trigger with the right kind of MO psychology. Then they can be a problem with those type people. I really appreciate your call. It's like most folks can have a few drinks here and there and not become alcoholics, but some people do. I want to go to John in Texas. I want to go to Kevin in Nova Scotia when we come back. Betsy, Jim, Adam, John, Matt, and others. When I'm done with those calls, we will get into the other news, and there is a lot of it that I need to get to. Briefly, the French president is going to make another statement here, they say, in the next 30 minutes or so. So maybe we'll hear the official story. You know, there's an old British saying, how do you know something's true when it's officially denied? So we're going to see what this liar, who has his own private Swiss bank account, but wants the public to pay 100% taxes, I'm not kidding, you then get it back, quoted services, and they run your life. We're going to see what this known crook, who's being criminally investigated for scores of different offenses, has to say. And the reason I mention that is I don't believe a word comes out of this neo-Soviet dirtbag.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war for your mind.
Coming up, report exclusive InfoWars drug cartel places $45 million bounty on Rick Perry's head. Before I go any further today, I want to make a couple of announcements here for all the viewers and listeners. Our graphics department had an idea. Why not put out an InfoWars.com 2015 calendar? We only printed 5,000 of these. That's it. I predict they'll sell out in a week or two. And it's got everything from Dianne Feinstein as a Betty Page pinup girl to myself giving a speech at the Alamo to Paul Revere to Join or Die, Mo on Labe, Leanne McAdoo with the America poster. It's a pretty powerful, glossy calendar. and it's $9.95 including shipping. So basically more than half the cost is the shipping. Most calendars of this type would be like $15 nowadays. But it's just something good to hang up at your desk at your office or to give to friends and family to get them interested in freedom, because for a year, or most of a year now, you will have a chance to be reminded of the InfoWar. Also, every page has coupons like save 10% off store-wide using promo code. So it's got promo codes inside of it that you can save a lot in these months. Save 15% store-wide using promo code in December of 2015. See that? And we've got it right through to the promo code for January. And it varies month to month as much as 25% off. So really, it's a coupon book. But the main reason we put it out as a test for next year, if it's successful, we'll print like 50,000 of them and put the promo codes in them. But in the month of January, you get 20% off. In the month of February, you get 10% off. So that's the type of specials that are in the new calendar. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com to find our proprietary supplements. InfoWarsHealth.com to find the great longevity products discounted with free shipping. When you sign up for AutoShip or sign up to become a distributor, you get a discount as well. InfoWarsHealth.com for longevity, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, you name it. InfoWarsLife.com for the X2 Nation Iodine and all the other great products. And we're running a special until the middle of next week, or until the Methocobalamin Secret 12, highest quality absorbable vitamin B12 sells out. You can get Oxy powder to flush out your intestines, unprecedented. You've heard the right reviews. You can get the Secret 12, vitamin B12 fusion, organic, and super male or super female vitality, your choice at checkout. All three products, 48% off until next Wednesday. 48% off, biggest sale ever, New Year's sale. And believe me, if you want to get in shape, get motivated, get energy, super male or super female vitality, the vitamin B12, Secret 12, and Oxy powder fused together has taken me from 240 pounds down to 225 pounds. It's really helped me with the same amount of working out or even less, eating the same, getting less sleep, under the most stress of my life so far. And working out and taking the InfoWars Health.com products, I went down from 279 to about 240. Couldn't go below that, eating the way I was and things. And then I got on the iodine and got on the other products, and it's just been miraculous. Supercharged with the other products, I've gotten to this level. You've heard the rave reviews. Check it out for yourself. I will only bring you the best products at the best prices because I believe in you reap what you sow. Some would call it karma. I will not screw anybody over. In fact, I reluctantly crush people that I have to crush who keep attacking me and keep coming after me and keep lying about me and keep trying to hurt my family. It's kind of like stepping on a cockroach. You know, you turn the light on at midnight to get some water and there's a cockroach on the counter and it's eating a piece of bread. And you're like, guy, I know you just want to live and just want to have babies and everything, and, you know, you didn't do anything to anybody. But I'm picking up the dish rag, and I'm going to pop you. And I go, pop, and, you know, just don't want to pop them too bad so their guts splatter everywhere, because Big Roach has guts in them. I've done that quite a few times. Pop, just to disable them, get a rag, grab them, throw them in the trash, or throw them in the toilet. You know, it's the same thing. I'm not looking for a civil war. I'm not looking for trouble here. But cockroaches have got to be stepped on. Cockroaches have got to be taken out. And we're doing that politically with the InfoWar. And I only bring you things that we believe are the very best and that I've had dramatic results and other people have had dramatic results. Plus, that's good business anyways where you get a great response. I was blown away. And then I'm going to go to your calls and shove about this. But this is my philosophy. When I was promoting high-quality nutraceuticals for a long time, and I decided that I wanted to get into it myself. And so I went and sought out major manufacturers, major facilities and labs to produce And they were always blown away. They said the highest quality companies out there, if they sell something for $50, it costs them $10. Most people spend $1 on the contents, 30 cents on the bottle, and they sell it for $50. It's all marketing, and they hire the best looking models or have the best pitch people. You're going to put $45 of product in something you're going to sell for $130. Well, that's still like almost double markup. Yeah. That's how we fund our operation. You're going to sell something for $50 that has $20 of product in it. Yeah. This stuff is the Lamborghini Countach of supplements at a Ford LTD price. That's my guarantee to you. Just try it. I want to warn you, it took me a while to build up Supermale Vitality tolerance. First, I only took half a dose. Now I take a full dose. And I catch myself taking a little bit more than a full dose. So this stuff isn't a joke. It's not a game. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And then just phenomenal products. When you purchase them there, it supports us as well. InfoWarsHealth.com. But there's 5,000 of the calendar. It's basically a coupon book. You'll make your money back on the first coupon in there. I mean, some of the coupons are 25% off. Some of them are store-wide. Some of them are just on particular items, like 25% off on T-shirts, stuff like that. 25% off on flags. 25% off on bumper stickers. 25% off on water filters. It's just, it's all in there. 2015 calendar. Buckley had the idea late in the year with the graphics department, so it's coming out in January. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm done plugging. I didn't plug last hour, so I kind of double-plugged there. No matter how good these calls are, I got a bunch of clips and a bunch of news I want to get to. I'm going to go to Kevin, Betsy, Benjamin, Jim, John, Matt, John, Adam, Joel, and others. And then I'm done with calls until I get to all the news. We have a special guest joining us in studio, Kevin Booth. Bill Hicks is former producer, but he's better known for producing award-winning documentaries on Showtime, HBO, you name it. American Drug War 1 and 2 and others. He's here to interview me for a film he's making about oligarchs worldwide. He's going to be over in Europe and stuff. But kill two birds with one stone. He'll be here. My former manager, I am Bill Hicks. I'm being sarcastic. I'm actually a clone between Elvis Presley and John Wayne. So if you really want to get into conspiracy theories, I'm a reptoid clone of John Wayne and Elvis. Not of Bill Hicks, okay? Let's just get that clear. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, even Texas Monthly asked, am I Bill Hicks? And, I mean, I might look like a third cousin or something. I just don't get it. But I know someone that produced some albums with him. Kind of like I live in Austin, Texas. So, therefore, I must be secretly working for the University of Texas. But I know it's about fake conspiracy theories. Is they never go after real stuff. Like, I've said I had family that worked, multiple family members that worked for the CIA. I've thrown stuff out like my family would do stuff like help East German defectors, and I don't know the full detail of that. Or, you know, I had family that did black op missions in the Army. No one ever goes after that and says, see, he's CIA, he admitted it, because then it's not fun. You've got to make something up, because then it's like your new creation. It's like you made a new world of BS. I want to make something clear here. Cass Sunstein at the White House said 6 years ago they would discredit real media by creating outlandish theories to discredit questioning the system. And some can say I do that. I mean, I get wild sometimes, but I think that's real. People resonate with it, and it gets people thinking. You got to get folks out of their trance first. All right, let's go to these calls. Then I've got the MI6 chief saying prepare for terror attacks and all the rest of it. Kevin in Nova Scotia, you're on the air. We are going to these calls quick, aren't we? Kevin, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You're lucky you're in Austin today because I'm in Halifax. And it's as cold as David Rockefeller's heart up here.
Wow, that's cold.
That is cold. I had an interesting fact to share with you and your viewers, and then I had a quick question for you, if that's okay.
Yes, sir.
There was a shipwreck Texas, somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico, in 1685. The ship was owned by Louis XIV. The ship was called La Belle. And on board, they had a lot of treasures that belonged to the Jesuit order in Rome. And in one of those boxes, there was a whole bunch of gold rings. And on the gold rings was the number 911 in Roman numerals. So IXXI, which is pretty fascinating, I think. And my question to you is it possible that David Rockefeller and the Rothschilds and the Bush family and all of the crazy things that are going on in the world, could it all be that these guys are working for the Jesuit order in Rome?
I don't think so. I think the globalists, through every major institution, have a philosophy of world government, a philosophy of socialism to condition and social engineer, and that's all building towards a technocracy. Really, today, it is a eugenicist cult that rules all the major former secret societies. But we did look up that ship that I guess they have part of at the Bob Bullock Museum here in Austin. I didn't even know that. I ought to take my kids down there. That's fascinating. Thank you so much for the call. Let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to Benjamin in Portland, Oregon. He wants to comment on the connection of gangster rap and jihad. I just continually see it pop up, and nobody seems to tie it together. Go ahead. Your take on that.
How you doing, Brother Alex? This is Benjamin. I'm also a close friend of Ricky Ross. He's a personal friend of mine. I also got locked up in the 80s with the crack epidemic in the 80s. And I just see what you've been saying, man. I talk to Rick periodically from time to time, and I see what you're saying about the how they're tying the rap music to this jihadism. And I was watching the news the other day, and I was seeing when they was talking about the people who did the shooting in Paris and how they went to a clip with these guys dancing in the streets, doing like a little video or whatnot. And then when you do turn on MTV, you see all the gangster rap. So it's a tie-in. And I just want to, you know, I'm just happy, man, that we got men like you, man, to try to expose this thing. I'm trying my best to educate people. I'm staying in touch with Rick. Just trying to stay on point with what's going on, man. I love what you do, man.
Well, God bless you, my brother. And I tell you, expanding on that, that was a powerful video that the real Rick Ross did, challenging the fake one, where he called him out for it. Imagine what hip-hop could do, because the beats are great, it's addictive, I like a lot of the songs. Imagine what could be done if it was a force for good, but MTV and others make sure that a lot of music that's a lot better, but anti-establishment never sees the light of day. Good to hear from you. Let's talk to John in Texas. Tex in Texas just hung up. John in Texas, you're on the air.
Alex, it's a pleasure to be on your show. I want to say that first of all, and I've been listening to you for a while. But I wanted to share a couple things with you and with your viewers. If they may not believe that this stuff is really happening, I deliver to Dollar General stores all over the state of Texas. And the other day I was down at a store that literally right behind the store is the Rio Grande River, the border of the U.S. and Mexico. And literally, I'm seeing people running across the border and getting away with it. I mean, I'm seeing this. I heard about it on your show.
I've been down to the border. I've shot video. I was down at Big Bend a few years ago. There was Border Patrol everywhere. Now it's just illegals just going right through, getting in vans right there by the ranger station, just driving into America. Mexican plates driving right through the border checkpoint, 75 miles in. And they wanted to search us, and I was just like, are you kidding? And then the last time, they just waved us through. There is no border right now.
Correct. There's not. You know, I know people that work with the Border Patrol and stuff, but that's a side note. But I'm seeing it, and I've seen them just walking across the Border Patrol there, not really doing anything about it. And them just coming across the border. Now, I drive truck, and a few years ago, I used to work for a company that I used to take freight to Canada and back quite a bit. Oh, forbid coming across the U.S. border when you're a U.S. citizen, because I'm telling you, they question you big time.
It is a proctology exam. When you're an American citizen, you are treated like trash. And it is incredible. Now, I came through once this year into Houston, and the guy was a listener, and he got so mad. He said, yeah, I'm supposed to search you and do all this stuff to you. And he goes, man, he goes, it's harassment. They do it to everybody. They do it to congressmen. He just said, I'm not doing it. And he stamped the thing and said, you can go through. But usually they go, oh, and they go, we're directing you over here. So, yeah, I mean, it is such a joke. Because, again, the internal police state system is only for us. It's sick, isn't it?
Yep. And, you know, recently I flew recently and I got pulled aside for the extra screening and, you know, groping by the TSA. It was ridiculous. I wasn't really happy about it. You know, it was crazy. Another thing I wanted to share with you, today recently I was trying to get auto insurance quotes for my car, and I called and was doing some quotes, and you know, they asked me for my name, they asked me for my address, and that's about as far as they got, and they start reading off information to me, and I'm like, wait a minute, how do you have this information about me? They knew my car, they knew my VIN number, they knew...
Yeah, no, that's how the NSA works. They share it all for at least 12, 14 years. When you get a rent car, a hotel, you name it, it's all wired through. They know magazine subscriptions, that they have access to the full accounts. Everything is in there, plus disinfo. And then it allows millions of people who have access to it to harass and stalk folks with the info. Great points. We're going to go to Adam in Oregon. We're going to go to Betsy and Jim and many others straight ahead.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening may have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men may suffer from a prostate problem, like urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-964-7470. Prostate problems may not be an issue of if. They can be an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-964-7470. That's 1-800-964-7470. Call 1-800-964-7470.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
All the laser fire, all the laser fire, and the spray, and
product that we've put out that is a fusion of the most documented, well-known, cold-pressed, purified ancient herbs and fruit extracts and plant extracts to boost immunity wide spectrum. We have a limited amount. It was all we were able to produce last year. It came in December. I personally am taking it for myself and giving it to my children. It's called Ancient Defense. Harness the wisdom of the ancients. This is the tried and true, but it's a fusion of the highest quality at a very low price. Ancient Defense, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Let's go back to your calls. I'm going to go to calls till we're done with Adam and Matt and John and Betsy and everybody else. Then I will rampage next hour until our guest joins us through the other news I haven't gotten to. But I've got to play this right now because I kept mentioning it for the last hour and a half. And that's this clip. Britain's MI5 chief warns of Al-Qaeda in Syria planning mass attacks on the West. That's Al-Qaeda we armed and put in there. I mean, this has been debated a month ago in Congress. How dumb do they think we are? They're giving them arms airlifts. That's not a conspiracy. That's public. Forget speculating about stuff. There's so much real stuff, it makes my head spin. At least our military is awake and cares. I'm trying not to get mad, folks. It's just so ridiculous. It's like watching somebody bash their brains out up against a brick wall for no reason. Let's go to the clip.
Britain's security service, the MI5, has warned that Al-Qaeda terrorists in Syria are planning mass casualty attacks in Western countries. The MI5 chief, Andrew Parker, says it is highly likely that Britain would be targeted. Parker said likely attacks are plotted against transport systems or iconic targets to inflict large-scale loss of life.
Huh.
The spymaster also said three terror plots were foiled in Britain in recent
months. You were involved!
He described the level of terror threat to Britain.
Anyone in France, even more than the U.S.
Parker added that the threat is possibly
posed. Shut him up. These are the very people involved. MI5, not as much as MI6. Helping all this happen. Reconstituting, giving them a command base, giving them the heavy weapons. What are you going to do when they shoot down the airliners with Stinger missiles? I guess you think we're so dumb we won't point out you gave it to them. Obama. Benghazi. What does that say about the elite that they do stuff like this? Should be like murdering children on your front lawn on national television and not getting in trouble. Al-Qaeda, known as Syrian Free Army to confuse the public, has killed over 300,000 people in Syria, folks. We'll talk about jihadis. And nobody came to help them. At least our military wouldn't get on the ground and help. I'm going to throw up. Adam in Oregon, thanks for holding. Then Betsy and others. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I am a long-time listener. I've been awake for 13 or so years, been listening for 10 or so. I've spent 4 years hitchhiking across the country, waking people up. I've written InfoWars.com on thousands of bathroom stalls.
Awesome. As long as it's public graffiti area. I wouldn't do it on a nice, clean place, but if they let it go to hell, do it.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Whatever you do, don't write it on Federal Reserve notes. That's really effective. Don't write on that. Write on money. Don't do that.
I'm a construction worker. I listen to your show every day. I blast it out to the people walking by on the street. And I love your show. I love you guys. And I want to.
We love you too, Adam. What's on your mind, brother?
And that's exactly what I wanted. The point I wanted to make that amidst all this terrorism, all this negativity, that aside from the physical war, we are in a spiritual war. The only way we're going to win that is to love. To love everyone. Even terrorists. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, allow them to do it. I'm just saying recognize that they have a lie within them. They are.
Well, they're mind controlled. I mean, they're absolutely mind controlled. I hear you. Keep it up, brother. Third hour coming up. Tell friends and family tune in. That's how we reach people. You'll just do that. We can take the country back.
Visit GCNI.com today.
Big. He's getting a lot bigger right now.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.